here with John and Kate and their mascot, Summer, from Freeport Martial Arts. And guys, you're 3 years old. How did that happen?
It happened through a lot of time pressure and patience, which is one of the things that we teach in classes. If you have a goal, you apply time pressure and patience to it. And over enough time, it comes to fruition. It started in 2022. It was 2 years after the pandemic had started. The coast was starting to clear. The coast was clearing and it was safe to train again. There was no jiu-jitsu in town. And so I thought, you know, let's do this as a little bit of a hobby. That hobby is now turned into a fully fledged business. And we've got around 50 members total, including more than a dozen kids, including more than a dozen women who are enrolled in our women's self-defense classes. And we're going strong. And I'm very excited about 2026, where we'll continue to grow and expand the facilities, to expand our membership, and create something awesome here in Freeport.
And you say growing. What are some of your programs that are growing right now?
Yeah, we have three core programs. The first is jiu-jitsu, or our adults martial arts program, which involves jiu-jitsu and wrestling, mixed martial arts, strength and conditioning classes. We have a program specifically for women geared towards domestic violence and sexual assault scenarios. That is a 6-week program that repeats every fall and spring. And then we have an ongoing kids jiu-jitsu class, which is similar to the adults, but it's more games focused and learning through doing, where parents see the primary benefits being the development of discipline and confidence, respect for themselves and others.
What's the age of that?
The age of that is generally 6 to 12, although we have some kids as young as 5. And every now and then you might end up with a 4-year-old who's mature enough for the classes. And as the program grows, we'll split that out into 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The program's only a few months old at this point, but the growth is very strong. The interest is very strong. And before you know it, we're going to have 50 kids alone.
All right. That's fabulous. You have a food drive coming up. What's that all about?
We do. We have a food drive to help families who need it. We're in some tough times right now, economically, and we saw an opportunity to provide food for those families that need it, inspired by our friends at another jiu-jitsu school in Rockford, Black Flag Jiu-Jitsu. And they started a food drive, and we thought, you know, that sounds like a good idea. Kate can give you a couple more details about that and when our first drop-off is.
All right, Kate, talk to us.
Absolutely. So Black Flag was the spur for this. The food drive was based on the recent decline of the SNAP benefits, really. We want to make sure we help our community in every way we can. And us being a community here at Freeport Martial Arts, we wanted to help others. Our first food drop will be on Monday. We will be donating to the FACC, but we will continue this project throughout the end of the year. So we'll do another donation to another food pantry drop closer to the end of the year.
Veterans Day has taken place. Do you guys do anything with veterans when it comes to Freeport Martial Arts?
Absolutely. I'm a veteran myself. I spent 12 years in the Army Reserve as a trombone player, so I was able to use all of those musical skills that I acquired through high school to make a career for myself. I also went on to pursue music at the collegiate level. So because of that experience, we are involved with veterans in a couple of ways. The first is we are an approved training facility for the We Defy Foundation, which provides scholarships to military veterans who have military-connected disabilities to get them a year of jiu-jitsu for free. So
wow.
It's a
wow,
everybody wins sort of a scenario. The foundation covers the cost of membership. The veteran gets to train for free and get that camaraderie and that therapeutic benefit of community that they got in the military. And the second piece is that for the month of November, in honor of Veterans Day, we're offering all veterans a 50% discount off of their first membership if they want to come in. So even if you're not able to get a scholarship through We Defy, which has limited scholarships, we do want to offer half off your first month if you choose to train with us in the month of November, the whole month.
When's, first of all, what's your address?
The address is 107 West Main Street in downtown Freeport. We're a couple of doors down from the Hampton Inn.
And what's a good time for someone to come down and talk to you, bring food down, talk to you about Veterans Day, get a kid set up in a class? When's a good time?
A good time is any weeknight, Monday through Friday. We will be here from 5 until about 8 o'clock most nights. Come on in. Take a quick tour, see the facility, sign up. Everybody gets a free week of classes to try it out and see what they think. So come on in, try a week of classes, bring your kids in to check it out. Kids have a blast in the classes. Sometimes the parents aren't sure who has more fun, me or the kids. I get down and crawl around with them.
I would assume that, knowing you very well. I would assume that.
I'm like a big cartoon character for them.
You know what? This place... John and Kate has grown so much from the last time I was down here. It's beautiful. The mats, the color, the brick that bounces off it. This is just a wonderful place. And I will end with this. Seeing, I've driven past here a couple of times. It's amazing how many high fives I see when I drive by here.
Really?
When people arrive, all of a sudden I'll see somebody high-fiving somebody, or I'll see like this. And just the camaraderie, it looks like a fun place to be around.
It really is. It goes from being a place where after work I go train and hang out with my friends to after work I go hang out with my friends and train.
Join John and Kate and our buddy Summer. It's Freeport Martial Arts.